You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I just want to know what Zodiac said. Reading the sign, how can stars that have no life in them speak to you about your future? The star has no free will. It has no soul. It has no spirit. It never had life breathed into it. It's just gas and fire called novas. And you allow them to speak to you. No, the only thing the star is supposed to do is point to the Creator.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Spirit of Sabotage. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 19.
I said, what do you want me to say? And he gave me three D's. Disruptions, distractions, and destruction. And from that, I developed this message. The Spirit gives illegal access through doors that you're not authorized to go through, even to peek through windows. You've been guided by mediums, even spirit guides, angels that are, I wouldn't say angels, they're fallen. So demonic spirits that are guiding you, mediums that are guiding you, they're unclean. They're unclean. And they're guiding you through windows and doors that you're not authorized to go into. One of the things the enemy does is always curl its tail of influence or wraps itself around fruit that God wants you to eat later, but he wants you to eat it now. Have you eaten from the tree? Have you eaten from the tree? God knew that if you ate it, you would enlarge or expand your capacity. It's not that he never wanted you to eat it, but he wants you to eat it when he says, when he releases it, when you're mature enough to handle the knowledge. Right now, we have internet access, and so seven-year-olds can type in a word and get information that it took many of us to get when we're 30 years old. We're still trying to get it, because years ago, if you wanted to read something deep, you had to buy an encyclopedia or dictionary, but you don't have to do that now. Webster's on the web, so all you have to do is type it in and you can get it. But as you type it in, here comes something flashing to disrupt you. So you want your kids to have knowledge, but they got pornography, they got marijuana, they got reels, and all of this other stuff that's distracting them. And you wonder, why are they going astray? Because there's a spirit of sabotage released. Why would they go to college and come back with no heart for God after they've been raised to know him? Why would they go through school and all of a sudden don't act like they've never heard from God? Or associate with a clan of people that never went to church at all? What would attract you to that? To call right wrong and wrong right, because it's boring. I've never seen any higher learning that's exciting. College is not exciting. Maybe the party life is at FAMU, but not the college or the work. It is not attractive. You got to bear down and study and read and tell them no party tonight. No party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. You can't party all the time and get a degree. You have to focus. So why don't you do it now? If you go to college and don't focus, you're going to flunk out. And I'll keep it clean. We've got to understand that there's a spirit of sabotage while you're on your way to purpose that's trying to derail you. And we've got to be able to identify the witchcraft spirit in the python before it strikes its last blow. Man, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I feel like cursing python. And I feel like cursing witchcraft, but I got to make sure I uproot it, because if I just curse it and you don't recognize, you say that's for them, but this thing may be already tied around you. You looking at your watch when I preach, but when you with your girls, you never look at your watch. Church, man, 2 hours, two? You hanging out for four. Men that don't come to church, put on a jersey, get them a brew or a Budweiser, hang out for seven when it's a football game. But can't get you to focus on your family for two. Or even sing happy birthday. Oh, help me, Jesus. We got to do stuff that's outside of us. It's not self-grandizement. True love don't think about self, it thinks about others. Well, I'll say it over here. True love doesn't think about self, it thinks about others first. And fathers have to demonstrate that. In other words, I care about y'all. I care about you all. I care about you all. How do you feel? That's where the father is. Not the wife, the father. How are you feeling? How are you doing? You got everything, tires on your car. What's up with you? Are you all right? Sometimes they may not see it, but that's what we do. Ha. You got to keep doing it. We provide. Well, Bishop, my wife make money. Okay, that's all right. I know she say my money's mine. And all of that, but listen, man, she'll give it to you if you take care of her. She'll write you a check. Oh, my God. She'll write you a check. Oh, my God. How many of you want to see the future? I know you're not going to raise your hand, but almost everybody in here. You'd like to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah. You want to see the future through supernatural means? Careful. You want to see the future through supernatural means called divination? Or do you care? As long as you see the future, are you all right? Or do you care that divination is showing you the future? You ever think like that? I want to know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. Well, what if God says, I want you to wait? Tomorrow will take care of itself, Matthew 6. Take no thought. You don't, no. I want to know my future. But Matthew 6 says, take no thought. It has evil that's coming anyway. But what I want you to do is when you're on your way to prayer, get there. When you're on your way to service, don't let an argument stop you. When you're on your way to do something for the Lord, you make sure you're focused on it and you complete it. Seek first the kingdom and all of these things will be added to you. When your friend can tell you a fortune by taking a teacup and reading the tea leaves, how they surface. Oh yeah, you about to step into some money, child. Oh, look at these leaves. Oh my God, these leaves, they're moving. Oh, did you get that fortune cookie? Look what it said. Have you read Zodiac lately? Look what Zodiac said about you. What did God say? I don't know. I don't understand all that. I don't need to wait on that. I just want to know what Zodiac said. Reading the sign, how can stars that have no life in them? They are gases that are burning. Speak to you about your future. The star has no free will. It has no soul. It has no spirit. It never had life breathe into it. It's just gas and fire called novas. And you allow them to speak to you. No, the only thing the star is supposed to do is point to the creator. Glory to God. God says, I'm going to make it so massive that when you look at it, you're supposed to say, what is man that you're mindful of him, that you will put your spirit in him when you're able to do all of this? It testifies of his greatness. It doesn't speak to your future. Glory to God. The way God speaks to your future is as a father would, face to face through his word, not as a star. Not as an idol, not even an American idol. Glory to God. Man, I'm preaching today. My God, oh my God. My God, help me. So get out of your teacups with leaves, your secret societies. Through the power of divination, we're functioning. Crystals, young people are moving toward crystals. Dice. Help us, Lord. You're being swayed. That as you're caught up in the fog, you're also reading crystals. And God is calling us out of it. And I would love for leaders to speak this way. Do some research on the phantom of the crystal so you can speak to this generation. Especially teenagers, they're going after it. And they need to go after Jesus or holy prophecy. The prediction of or prophecy is it is not like divination. God wants us to know our future according to his will. But he doesn't want you to know the complete plan. You know, in your sixth year, you're going to meet a man. He's going to be 6'4", and he's going to have a lot of money, and he's going to marry you and take you away. And he's going to do so and so and so on for you, and he's going to make sure you have everything you need. God don't want to tell you that. It says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So what you want to do is prepare yourself to be the good thing. God. The best. Glory to God. Keep your value. And let him find you. And he may not be 6'4", he may be 5'4". But as long as he can work it, no DVD, you got to smack it up. You got to let him work it. Everybody that's predicting the future is not godly. Watch sabotage. This slave girl following behind Paul and Silas. She had a spirit in her that spoke truth to the men of God, but it was sent to sabotage their prayer life, which is the source of their power and strength. To stop Paul and Silas from praying. What has been sent to interrupt or to stop you from even talking to your father? And when was the last time that I heard you say, Father, I love you? When's the last time you lift up your head and say, Father, I love you? When's the last time you just spent a moment or 3 minutes to say, I want to talk to my God? And it wasn't about a need. It wasn't about crunch time, just relationship. And you'll see how in these gaps, this distance, the spirit of sabotage has filled the vacuum. Another word for spirit of sabotage is spirit of divination, but watch this, the spirit of a ventriloquist. You know what a ventriloquist is? They sit right here, and they got a doll on their lap, and they make the mouth move, and the person is able to speak, and you think the doll is talking. I have a doll, but y'all would have been frightened, and especially if it started walking. But I have one. I may bring it. A ventriloquist doll. And you can move its mouth, but it can't really speak. But a ventriloquist can speak and move the mouth, and you'll think now, it's an illusion, that the doll is speaking because they can change their voice. So I speak like this, but if I started using the doll and I went real high or I went weird and I had the ability to do that, you would start, man, it's pretty entertaining, and you get distracted. Actually, you say, man, he's so good at it, I think I'll listen to the doll. This is what's happening to this generation. The enemy has set a doll on his lap. He's speaking through it. He's using it and moving its hands, and now you're looking to it for sustenance. It has no life. Its design is to distract you from your purpose in God. It doesn't even have its own voice. It's used to sabotage the move of God. Write it down. The spirit of sabotage destroys. Write down the word destroys. It is designed to devastate your purpose, to destroy it. He's also designed to disable you or the purpose of God or the operation of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. To make what God wants to do inoperative. God has gifted you, has been working in your life, been preparing you since from your mother's womb, been working on you since your teenage years. He's brought you up. Now you're in the house of God. You're an adult, and God wants you to start functioning and flowing. And here comes the spirit of sabotage to disable you or render you inoperative. Because if I can unplug you from God, it doesn't matter how powerful the suction is of the vacuum. Unless it's plugged up, you won't ever see it doing what it's designed to do. And many of us are unplugged to the purpose of God. We're not connected with the fire of God in the wall, but we're connected with the ventriloquist doll that has captivated our time. Another word for destruction or the spirit of sabotage that destroys is not only destruction and disabling, but it's also it renders you powerless. Disabling, it renders you powerless. I got to deal with the subtle. It is subtle, and it is also captivating many people today without them knowing it. You don't know that you've been disrupted. You don't know that you've been rendered inoperative. It is subtle, and many people do not realize that they are under the spirit of sabotage. It pervades every aspect of your life. And so if the enemy can stop you from praying, then he's going to affect everything. If he can sabotage your prayer, you're on your way to prayer like Paul and Silas, here comes a disruption to stop you from flowing, then everything that God intended you to do in Philippi will be rendered inop. And God has sent many of you into this city, not just to listen to me preach, but you need to get here on Wednesday night. There is a favor that God wants to release upon the people of God to do mighty exploits in the earth today. And God has gifted you specifically to do it. I can't do what he called you to do. My job is to shepherd you and to raise you up and release you into the care of the Lord. But if you don't know it, you would just sit there and getting fed and never move into operation. My job is to activate what he placed on the inside of you. Hallelujah. This thing is pervading every aspect of my life or your life. As I said, if the enemy can come to you and render you inop, as the slave girl stops your prayer life, then everything he wanted to do with the jailer will be missed. I'm talking about a whole household saved and all of the prisoners saved. You mean Paul could have been derailed from seeing that? Yeah, because sometimes when God uses us to save Lydia, we get distracted. Right after a great move, right after God uses us mightily, if you're not careful, the next phase, right? You're stuck in the middle and somebody starts affirming you in the spirit, you'll stop praying. Watch the slave girl. It's really not her. He rebuked the spirit that was in her. It is the spirit of sabotage. Write it down. The spirit of sabotage is number one, anti-progressive. Anti-progressive. It does not want us to advance kingdom. So if our vision is to change lives by reforming minds that we might transform our communities and advance the kingdom, this anti-progressive spirit doesn't want us to advance anything. Doesn't want us to finish anything. And you got to watch it now. If you're given an assignment and you say, well, I'll work on it next week, and procrastination becomes your friend, sabotage is along with procrastination. Why, after giving instruction, would it take you 6 weeks to implement something? In other words, if you're given instruction today and a license to go, why would it take you 16 weeks before you start driving? You can't use the excuse, well, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. No, you have your license. You've been licensed. You've been commissioned. You've been directed. You've been poured into. You had all of the opportunity to work. So what is it that's stopping you from taking the first step? Thank you, Lord. If you have insurance and you have a heartache, why wouldn't you go to the doctor? Tell me why. Tell me why. Wouldn't you go and you have insurance? Why wouldn't you get checked out? Why wouldn't you check out a lump? Tell me, what is it that makes you say I ain't going? I'm talking about a small one. I'm not talking about some big colossal thing. What would stop you from checking it out? Which is a spirit of what? Sabotage. Fear sabotages progression. It paralyzes you and gets you stuck. The man said we need to get unstuck. And we need to get unstuck. In the name of Jesus. If you're working in a ministry, why wouldn't you put what you've been licensed to do in the practice? If you meet with me and I say go, why would you stand? Think about it. What if I say I don't want to meet and you just stand there? You would say he's no good. He's not a good leader. But if I meet with you and say, you have the license to go, go, and you still stand 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, a half a year, and you make no movement, what is it? Many of us don't realize it, but that constrictor, that python has been around a long time. Anti-progress spirit. I don't want you to move. I want you to have these innate, low-hanging, emotional feelings that keeps you. Fear, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. And you think that's humility, but it's not. It's really the spirit of sabotage. To stop progression. To stop God from moving forward. The kingdom moves through us. And if we're not moving, it means the kingdom can't advance. It only advances when you advance. It only advances when you take a step. It only advances when you speak. It only advances when you make a phone call. It only advances when you send a letter or when you type in an email and send it. I can preach all day, but the church will not advance until you make it move.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Spirit of Sabotage, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-0208. That's reference number 2406-0208.
Calling all men to register today and bring at least 7 boys and men ages 5 to adult to the 30th annual Summit of 7 Boys and Men Conference. The summit opens with a fun festival on Friday, June 7th at 6 p.m. at Eastern Florida Melbourne campus and is open to the public. Saturday, June 8th, registration and a continental breakfast starts at 7 a.m. for the boys and men only. In addition, the public is welcome to attend the community luncheon at 1 p.m. on Saturday with ticket purchase. Registration information for participants and purchase information for adult luncheon tickets is available at summitof7.org. Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success, will meet on Saturday, June 8th at 1 p.m. at the CARE Learning Center to prepare for the Underwater Robotics STEM competition. Join Bishop Clark for an inspiring celebration banquet on Thursday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Albright Network members, team leaders, and those passionate about justice in Brevard County are invited. We will launch our annual investment drive and partake in a community meal as we rejoice in Bright's triumphs in education and affordable housing. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Entwined session on Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.